Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo!
Yo!
My man, how are you?
I've never been better in my life.
I don't
life.
Believe that to be true.
Really?
No.
I feel great.
You look like hell.
Stop. I don't look. I showered. Yeah. I shaved.
You
Come
look
on.
Horrible.
I haven't colored my beard in a little while, but other than that, what's wrong with you?
Nothing. I'm great.
You stay up late?
Last night?
Yeah.
No.
All right.
You had to get the kids this morning, right?
Oh, it's Wednesday. That's right.
We had to get the kids this morning.
Right, yeah.
So Tuesdays is now Mondays. We have that schedule
that's right.
Change. Yep. It's confused us all a little bit.
I was in bed by 9 o'clock.
Really?
Wow.
Well, what, you know what? We'll be honest with you. The darkness, we left here and I got home. And I don't have the kids there, so I'm home alone. And I know that I'm not going to drink. I got stuff to do in the morning, right? So I'm like, you know what? I made myself dinner. And then I laid on the couch and I turned on HBO. And I was like, oh, I wonder, you know, I haven't really screwed around with the HBO Max because I still find it somewhat hard to find.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you know, I should just find that. I know I pay for it. So I find it. It's not like I haven't been there before, but it's not.
It's not easy. It's not right in front of
you. It's not like, some of the channels just come up, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe it's because I use them more often, so it's always there. And I'm like, oh, this is what I use. So I scroll down, I get to it. And that movie... The Invisible Man.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I've been wanting to see that, and I'm like, oh, good. This is on. So I just start that, and it's over at like 8:30. I'm like, woof, woof. I ate dinner, watched a movie. Is it time for bed? I looked down. I was like, is it only 8:30? So I just went to bed. Like, whatever. It used to be like, you can't tell me when to go to bed. I'll go to bed whenever I want. It's the same way, only now sometimes it's 8:30 when I say that.
Yep.
You can't tell me it says I have to stay up till 9. That's not a real thing.
I ate a hamburger last night, like went and got carryout cheeseburger, crazy cheeseburger, ate the cheeseburger, ate the fries, and I passed out. Now, I did wake back up, but I fell asleep. I think it was like 7:15. Woke
really?
Up at like 9:30, and I was like, whoa, have I been asleep this whole time?
Well, now,
That's me every night.
Maybe because Monday I went a little harder than I thought.
You were True. Making up for...
When I went back and looked at my home bar there, I was like, whoa.
Need to restock.
Got into that a little bit more than I thought I did.
So what'd you think of The Invisible Man? Because everybody loved that movie. It got glowing reviews.
I thought it was good.
Without giving anything away, like, did you like the ending of it? Did you think it was fine?
Yeah, why not?
I don't remember now. It's been a little while since I've seen it. I remember thinking it was really good, and I remember the ending being... either slightly confused or slightly disappointed. Something about the ending, but I don't remember. I also read that there were like 3 different endings that they had written or maybe even filmed and then decided on that one. But I thought of all those like, what is that? The Universal Monsters or whatever. I thought that was a good one. And it's like, It's hard to find scary movies where they come up with new scares, where it's not just someone closes the mirror and suddenly there's someone in the reflection.
Right.
And having the Invisible Man, they were able to do that, like with her throwing the paint, you know, some of the stuff that you see in the trailer. I thought they did some good new scares in that, or, you know, jump scares.
Yeah, I didn't, but I didn't think the ending was bad.
I just remember they were sitting at dinner. I don't remember now. Again, I don't want to spoil it for anybody, but I liked it. I know they said they're going to make more of them.
She goes into the bathroom. They're at dinner. He wants her back. She knows that he did it, but he blames it on his brother. She goes to the bathroom. He doesn't know that she can now turn herself invisible. She puts the camera on him.
What?
He grabs a knife. She makes him grab a knife, and he kills himself.
Okay. Yeah, it was fine. It was fine.
Like, that ending's fine.
I paid for
that. You can't yell at me for spoiling a movie that's been out for 2 years.
Well, it came out this year, right?
Well, it's been out forever.
Because
before COVID.
Well, I paid for it because it came out on COVID. Like, I think it was coming out in theaters, and maybe it had come out a little bit.
Well,
but because of COVID.
Well, if you need to believe any of that, believe it. But I don't think it's been out. It's now for free on HBO. I don't think you can really spoil a movie.
February 24th, 2020. Yeah, because that was the first movie I, like, rented, you know, where they charged you $20. And I was like, you know what? I finished Tiger King or whatever. I'm going to pay for a movie we watched.
It was 8 months old.
Yeah. You should know by now, if you're upset by a spoiler, then
this
you should
is
have
not
already
the
seen
place
it.
For you.
Well, and this is also not the place for you. But if you haven't seen it by now, I just assume you probably aren't
that
into it.
Excited to see it. And it's not ruining it, because the cool part of the movie is the actual movie, like how they do the scares and stuff. I thought it was
bleep
good.
Any of that you deem necessary.
I don't know. I haven't seen it.
Jeremy doesn't watch scary movies.
I don't like scary.
It's not scary.
It's like tense, and if you're anything like people I've known who don't like scary movies, what they don't like is the tension.
Right.
And that, you know, is there someone in the room? Or are they going to jump out? And
the
that's
music
what it is.
Right before they jump out is what really freaks me out. I just no, not my thing.
Did you see the story about the guy in Florida who does LSD? He's like 19 years old, so you know he's an adult, but he's a teenager.
Okay.
Florida man on LSD randomly assaults Disney security guard.
Oh.
So he did a bunch of LSD. Says he randomly attacked a security guard from behind at Disney's Animal Kingdom. He's 19 years old. He's from Pompano Beach. He's facing
Pompano.
A felony. Pompano. Okay, I knew I'm saying that wrong. Pompano Beach. He's facing a felony charge of battery after October 25th attack on Dino Land USA section of the park. I was thinking about, I don't really like
LSD or
yeah, like acid, like hallucinating.
Hallucinating.
You don't like hallucinating. You don't like hallucinogenics.
I'm afraid of having a bad trip. Yeah, I'm afraid of being panicked, because I've definitely eaten pot several times in my life where I've gone, I wish I hadn't eaten this pot, and I just want it to end. So I'm always worried that if I do acid or something, I'm going to want it to end and just going to keep going.
I think a lot of people do acid and go to amusement parks. That's a big thing.
It's like. What movie is that with Seth Rogen and Paul Rudd, where they go to the Cirque du Soleil, where they eat mushrooms and go to Cirque?
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, stuff like that. And I was thinking, Disney is a good, if you are someone who's comfortable doing acid or you're looking forward to it, that would be a cool
Plus
place to go.
It's the happiest place on earth, so it probably keeps you away from a bad trip.
Right. It should be all bright colors, positive, everyone's smiling, everyone's happy. It should
Wouldn't
be good.
The characters freak you out, I would think?
But at least they're not monsters, you know?
Like, I'm afraid.
Maybe that's why freaked out, though.
Yeah, maybe.
Because it was the dinosaur area?
Yeah.
But he went after a security guard, not a character, so that makes me feel a little bit better. If he'd gone after Goofy, I would have been upset. I don't
Goofy's
know.
Goofy's your favorite?
Been. Well, I mean, yeah.
Just Disney in general.
Just Disney in general.
They
You beat up one of the mice from Cinderella, you got a problem.
They tied him up and put him on a stretcher. There's like a nurse talking to him. And like, you know, do you know what happened? He's like, yeah, I took LSD and tried to kill someone. So he was aware of that. But I've... Because I don't mess with that stuff, I've only ever really had, like, other
people. They
than
have a chill
weed.
Out tent in Disney?
That's
they
awesome.
They do.
Take in there, give you smokes and orange juice.
I know they have a medical area where they'll.
You're like,
they can hold you.
Put you on an IV.
They do not tolerate violence of any kind on their property.
Because it's the happiest place on earth.
Appreciate the help of the sheriff's office. But have you ever had, like, a bad trip and gotten in trouble or done something? I told you that one time someone slipped me something and I saw I went outside of the apartment, like, on the third floor. And I started throwing up over the balcony because I was suddenly violently nauseous. And as I looked down at the grass below, I saw animals like running out of the grass, and they were running up the walls towards me. I was like, whoa.
That's a good one. See, I've seen about as much as I've hallucinated, and I've done it a lot, is like standing in a field and the grass turns to snakes.
Okay.
Ooh. I've had all the grass turn to snakes.
Why?
And I'm like,
I don't know if this is for me.
It's just snakes, but they're like green snakes. But, you know, usually you do it in a buddy system. Two people take it at the same time, same exact dose, or in the same place. I remember staring down, which must have been for a while, and the guy that was my buddy looked over me and goes, "Yo, you okay?" And I was like, "All right, I'm good. I'm good." And he just is like, "Remember, you're super high." And I'm like, yeah, I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. Because if you know, if I would have been doing that by myself, God only knows where the snake, what would have happened. It might have been fine, but I needed someone to just, you know, they pull you out of it real quick. And then you're like, okay.
I need
someone to remind you how high you are. You are so high right now.
Someone was telling me because they were reptiles. They weren't snakes, but they were like little velociraptors, like mini ones from Jurassic Park. Yeah, but they were green like the grass, and they were just running up the thing. And like, I could tell that I knew that they weren't real. You know what I mean? I knew that it was like, whoa, I see that. Like, oh, that is making me even more nauseous.
Right.
And there were people that was like, it's okay, tell us what you're seeing. But I'd been slipped this stuff.
Right.
So I was like, why is this happening? Because all I did was drink a couple beers and smoke some
pot. I used to date a girl who was real into, like, you know, Pink Floyd and the Grateful Dead. And, you know, she used to like to take it at a party. I didn't like any of that crap, but I told her I did because she was real, real hot. You know, she thought she was deeper than she was. Like, everybody who takes acid, like, oh, we have to watch the wall and look to, like I've told you before. The flower eats the other flower. Isn't that deep?
I'm that like, no, it's not. That doesn't sound like fun at all.
But you're just like, yeah, no. It's so deep, and you are so deep, and I love that you don't have a door. You have beads. That's, you know, of course. Why wouldn't you? But you're so hot. Like, I just pretend like all this is normal.
Yeah.
Don't care. But one time we did it with a bunch of people, of course, because, you know, it's all in this house. And one guy stood. We sat on the floor of the bed just talking, and the TV and the stereo were on, right? And one guy stood behind us on the bed like this. Like something was holding him against the wall, right?
Arms
like
out.
A demon had possessed him, stood there like this with his head turned like this, and just kept moving his head and going. Now,
so he's just standing up against the wall with his hands back behind
like
a cross.
Like he's been like in a cross, and like he's been nailed to the wall, and we're hanging out, making out, watching, you know, whatever, you know, and watching TV and, you know, laughing, and then it's got to be 4 hours later, and he just goes, whoa! And we turn over like, oh man, you're still alive. And he just goes, man, that was awesome. And then just walked away.
See, I'm not sure I would think it's awesome.
I don't get it at all.
I want to do the one. Is
that is absolutely true.
So LSD, obviously, you know, it was legal in the beginning. They used it on like patients who had mental health issues and stuff. What's the one? Is it psilocybin and mushrooms? What's one supposed to help you feel better?
We're going
to
figure it all out. And we're gonna take one of each,
we're
gonna like a peanut butter taste testing contest.
No,
you're gonna tell me which one's Skipty, Pan, which one's Jif. You're gonna tell me which one's mushrooms, which one's LSD, which one's mescaline. We're gonna do the whole thing.
Mescaline, no
coming
thanks.
Up next.
Nope.
If you just stay with us, Dallas, Fort Worth, Kansas City, and Las Vegas.
The Church of Laszlo.
Why'd the cops come to your house?
Well, like I said, it's not for what you think. But then I realized, oh, maybe it is exactly for what you think. So I should preface by saying my house is a mental healthy free zone. Does that sound about
what
right?
Like mental healthy.
We're not mentally healthy. Like between the two of us, we have a lot of mental health issues.
Him and his girlfriend have mental health issues and drug issues
and issues with the temptation to self-medicate.
Okay.
So, you know, like my ex-wife, she was pretty understanding, but there were times she's like, I can't. Please take your medication or take different medication. I'm like, this is ridiculous. So at least now we're both like, oh, you're crazy right now. Okay, that's fine. So
it's like your house reminds me of True Romance.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess
fair,
it kind of
right?
does.
You guys didn't
we're not
find
as cool.
the $1 million, but yeah. Like I can see it getting weird.
Yeah. Just like a dorkier version of it. And without the guns. So yesterday morning, I'm, you know, working and stuff and, you know, like looking at the news and pulling audio and stuff like that. And I got a text from my girlfriend's sister saying, like, you know, how's Brooke? I was like, oh, think she's okay, you know?
Was she sitting right next to you at that time?
Yeah, she was working. So I'm like, all right, obviously there's something, either she said something yesterday to them like last night, or there's been something being said today that I'm not aware of, because my girlfriend wakes me up every morning. When she woke me up, she was listening to music. And when I got out of bed and came in, she like had her Bluetooth speaker on.
What was she listening to?
Like Kings of Leon or something. Okay. Like on shuffle, just listening to, what do you call it? Mid-tempo rock? Is that what you call it? And, you know.
Mid-tempo contemporary rock for everyone?
Yeah.
For everyone.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kings of Leon.
So that's what she's doing. So, you know, I obviously try and leave some privacy intact, but not much. If it were about me, I'd tell you all of it. But since it's not totally about me, I will try and be respectful. But I definitely realized that her family thought that she was upset about something, right? And so there was conversations about, like, you know, when's the last time she's been to a therapist? Is there someone that you can go to? All the stuff, which we have doctors and... Her family members.
Her family members.
Yes, because they live hours away.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry, I shouldn't have left
that
out.
You're sitting on a couch with your girlfriend. She's working, listening to, you know...
Mid-tempo rock.
Sex is on fire, whatever, right?
Yeah, whatever.
Right?
Yeah. And,
You know, I could use somebody... Like, right, she's listening to that,
yeah,
right?
Listen to music.
You know, I'm working, and you're getting these texts while you're next to her.
Yeah.
And the texts are saying, how is she? Has she seen a therapist recently? Are you saying anything to her at this point?
Or well, I'm like... I did, because I was like, you know, I know that... Well,
did you say, hey, your family's texting me?
She turned off the Bluetooth speaker and switched to headphones at one point because I was watching Nick's show or something, so I think she was just being polite. So, you know, I know at some point I was like, hey, you know, well, is everything okay with the family? And she was just like, yeah, you know, kind of generic, but clearly, like, I just figured there'd been some sort of disagreement or she's upset about something. I don't know. But... basically, the family is saying, hey, you know, we think that she should go to the doctor. And I'm like, well, she went, like, not that long ago. Like, she has a psychiatrist. She was there last week, right? Everything went well. You know, I'm going this week. Where will we go to the doctor? But they're like, we're worried about you leaving the house and her being home alone while you're at work. Yeah. I'm like, okay. Now, here's the thing. In a situation like that, you can say, look, I know this person pretty well. And... I've seen this person get very upset. I'm not seeing this person at a level of that upsetness right now. Now that I'm trying to pull some of this information out, I can't see that she's upset. But this is not like a, I better not go to work. I wouldn't think kind of thing at that point. I'm not thinking that. But, you know, you've got family members saying, well, we're worried because of stuff that's being said. And then you start to think, what if I go to work and something does happen? Right? What if this is the day? Okay. What if I go to work? And I was the one who said, don't worry, everything's fine. So I'm like, look, I can ask her to voluntarily go to a hospital right now. That's not going to happen, right? You can't. If anyone's ever dealt with this, when you're in that moment, you know if someone says, hey, can we take you to a doctor? Like, for me, my reaction is always, just leave me alone. You're wrong. I'm right. You're crazy for being happy. That's how I deal with it. I feel like she's somewhat similar. But it's like, I'm busy. Her thing was, I've got to work. I've got a lot of work to do. So I'm sitting there talking to her, and I see police officers pull up.
No. Oh.
And I'm like, okay, so I take
your house.
At my house, broad daylight, they're pulled up out front, and I'm like, okay. So I put the dogs away in the bedroom. She does not notice them, and I'm like, I guess, you know, the later she notices this, the better, because... Oh. I don't really know that giving a heads up is going to help any in this. So I just put the dogs away, and suddenly, you know.
You clean up a little bit?
The house was pretty clean. We cleaned a couple days ago. Yeah.
You start putting pillows away and, like, moving stuff around a little bit. Like...
For our house, it's pretty tight. I'd cleaned a couple days before, so it wasn't too bad. I just put the dogs away, and here come these cops. She knew immediately, like, someone called the cops. Because if you are in a situation like this, at least where we live, as far as I know, unless the person who's feeling... these feelings, unless they call like a counselor hotline or something, which she didn't want to do, then I think the only thing you can do is call emergency services.
Are we worried here that she's going to harm herself?
Yes. They're like, hey, we are worried that she's extra depressed and she could harm herself.
She's given some sort of indication.
And apparently
to them
so.
That she would.
They're telling me, like, well, she said that she'd rather, you know, she's saying these things. Again, I'll leave some privacy.
Right.
She's saying these things. And I'm thinking, like, okay.
Well, you're sitting next to her.
And
yes.
She's not
is she texting these things to them while you're sitting next to her?
I knew that. I did see her pick up her phone a couple times. And I know she's texting somebody. I assume it's them.
Yeah.
But I also noticed that she's getting more upset as this is going on, and I'm thinking, like, maybe everyone should stop texting or whatever.
Right.
But again, to me, I'm thinking, like, I don't want to be the one who says everything's fine and then leave for work and then I get a call that says, no, you know, she tried to hurt herself.
Right.
So, and my doctor has told me before, and her doctor's told her, if you are ever, if someone around you is ever questionable, if their mental health status is questionable and they're going to be left alone, or you have to call. That's your responsibility. Like, you have to do something about it. I've been told that before. I've ignored that before many times for myself and for others. But in this scenario, there's obviously her family's aware of it. So the cops show up. I am not real excited about how she's going to
react
to these police officers. And it's not like she was, you know, can I get you something to drink, officers? Mm-hmm. It wasn't like that. But she stayed sitting behind her computer, and the cops come in. So I cannot tell you how nice these police officers were. I've never been in a situation where the cops have had to come for something like this, you know?
Right.
I kind of felt like, well, is there going to be an ambulance nearby, a medic or something? It was just these two police officers. And they're very, very calm and very, like, patient, you know? It's not like, look, you're either going to go or we're going to take you. Which is it?
Right.
Which, by the way, that at this point basically apparently is what's going to happen. But
wait, so they're going to take her?
They're going to take her because
where are they going to take her?
You got a couple things. One, someone is called. And then two, I'm guessing this, but when they asked her as during their conversation, have you ever thought about hurting yourself? Have you thought about it recently? And she's like, yeah. You know, I think about it all the time, blah, 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 whatever. Because she's also kind of angry.
Enough. Said, like, okay,
that's enough now.
Now.
We can't leave. So they separate us. They take me out front. One of the officers does, and he starts talking to me. Okay, you know, what's going on? You know, does she have a history of stuff like this? Blah, blah, blah. Just to answer some basic questions. Can I get your phone number? Which hospital do you want to go to? And then he says, look, you need to explain to her that if she goes voluntarily, there's a very good chance that she'll talk to a psychologist, whichever, and, you know, they'll do some tests or whatever, and then there's a good chance that they'll let her go the same day. If we have to take her, then it's almost certain that they're going to hold her for, like, 72 hours. And I was like, oh, okay. She's not going to want that.
No.
He's like, yeah, so go explain that to her. So I go back inside, and I'm like, look, here's the deal. You either go, or
hey,
they're going to take
good,
you.
I know you're not the most stable guy in the world. Well, you're a hell of a human being and a good boyfriend. I have to be honest with you, and I know you guys love each other, but as soon as they said, you're going to have to go in there, I'm like, I don't have to do anything.
Well, right. It's not even
like a real big part of me that's like, I'm not explaining. Her family called.
Yeah.
About her.
Mm-hmm.
We live together, but to my house.
Mm-hmm.
And now the cops are here telling me what I need to do to make. Here's her family's phone number. You need to call them and have this discussion amongst you guys because I am going outside to have a cigarette.
Well,
you see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, I woke up and everything was fine.
Yes.
And now there's a large text chain going on between family members,
mm-hmm.
and the police are at my house asking me to explain to her why she needs to go with them voluntarily.
Yeah.
Or else be locked up for 72 hours. There's a big part of me that's like, whoever she's texting needs to explain that to her, not me.
So I was not thinking that. There was no part of me that thought that. I did think, I don't know that I'm going to do any better because I know that the cop who's still talking to her, that's what he's telling her right now. That's basically what this cop is saying. Like, here's the thing. So that's what we're going to have to tell her. Maybe you can help tell her, whatever. But
right.
this is what he's doing in there right now. And I'm like, okay. So we go back in and man, like this, I said, both of these police officers just could not have been nicer, and like just the way they handled this, it brought me to tears, honestly. And you know, later on, just thinking about it, and you know, she's like, "Look, I have a lot of work to do. I'm not doing this. I'm not going." And he's like, "At this point, I can't leave you, and just say, yeah, she seemed okay when we left." You know, he's like, "I have to do something." So she finally says, "All right, obviously, I don't have a choice here. I'll go." So he's like, "She's like, you know, can my boyfriend drive me wherever?" I'm like, "No." And they're like, you have to ride with us, and you guys are going to have to be separated. Now, I also wonder if part of that is if they're like, you know, does he abuse you? Do, you know, you guys get physicals?
Well, maybe you won't go.
Well, yeah, that
I think
too.
That'd be a major one.
But so they're like, you have to ride with us, you know. Now, he will be allowed in there later at some point, but I'll have to take you. So she gets dressed, and she goes. And then, you know, I play the waiting game because when I get to the hospital – not that this part really matters. They didn't know where she was. Her name's not listed. There's two different buildings. One's like a psychiatric ward and one's an emergency ward. And if you go to the psychiatric part, like you can't, if you don't know her ID number, we can't tell you if she's even here.
Right.
Then the other place is like, we just don't have her on a list. And her phone wasn't working. They told me that she could take her phone with her, but I couldn't, the texts weren't going through. So luckily, She calls eventually and says, can you come pick me up? I'm like, I'm here, I think. I just don't know in which building. And so luckily, we figured out where she was. And I said, you know, what happened? And she told me they took her in. A psychiatrist comes, or psychologist, whichever, talks to her. And they do some tests. And she told me that, you know, they make you, like, hand over your phone and stuff for a while. And they keep you. It's a padded room. Right. And there's no clock in there or anything. She's like, the thing that bothered me was the time deprivation. She's like, I didn't know how long I'd been in there. I was starting to, like, kind of think, sure, maybe I've been in here for a day. I don't know anymore. And as much as she was angry to see those police officers, and as much as she just did not want to be agreeable with them when they first arrived at the house, apparently while she was back there at some point, she saw one of the officers walk by her room. And she's like, hey, could you come here? And he's like, what? And so he came in, I guess, and she was like, I don't know anybody here. They're leaving. She's like, I don't know where my boyfriend. He's like, I don't know if they let him back here right now. And he's like, you know, I got another call, but we can talk. And then she says that he told her, listen, I want you to know that you can call me anytime. You can call us anytime. We don't have to come to take you to the hospital next time. If you say, I need to talk to someone, we'll come over and talk to you. And I was like, dude, so the police are already doing like the social worker type work and doing a great job. I mean, in this particular instance, I'm not saying overall, but these two officers I thought were just... And maybe because my expectations are low, too. I'm expecting some sort of a confrontation. Sure. But I thought these guys were just so great. And I thought, you know.
Well, is everybody all right now?
Everybody's all right now. And she actually, when we drove home, she's like, you know what? Maybe it's good that I went. You know, she's like, I'm tired. Obviously, I didn't like being in there. She's like, but, you know, they're going to help me, you know, with this and this. And I think she actually felt better about it. And also, I think she just had a good experience realizing that
when you guys got home, what did you do? Did you go to sleep or did you get your freak on?
We did not get our freak on. Maybe that paper underwear.
I was expecting to get home. I'm like, man, this place is crazy.
We were pretty tired. So we ate some food and went to bed. But so that's that. And if you know somebody or if you have a situation like that, I'd never been through that scenario before, but I know it's anecdotal. It's just one story, but it was the right thing to do in that moment. So,
and seek help if you need it.
Seek help if you need it. Yes, don't ignore it.
The Church of Laszlo.
It's time to doom scroll with Slim Fast.
What you don't know could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
All right. Hey, Edgelord.
Yeah?
Let's doom scroll.
I'm ready when you are.
I'm ready.
I told you, Donald Trump fired someone. And if you recall, like 4 years ago when he fired the head of the FBI, that was like a big scandal.
Yeah.
So this time around, it's Chris Krebs.
Chris Krebs.
The head of the Homeland Security, cyber intelligence.
Sure, of course.
He's the one who came out and said that they're in charge of investigating the security of the election. They looked at everything, and he said not only was it safe, but it was the safest election on record ever. There were no issues. And a lot of liberals said, hey, look, this is a Trump guy. You know, that he works for Trump, and he's coming out and saying, I'm in charge of investigating this, and it's the safest we've ever seen. Like, this is evidence. Well, Trump fired him.
Department of Homeland Security official Christopher Krebs became the latest member of the administration to be fired by tweet. Last night, President Trump posted that he terminated Krebs as director of the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency. Krebs has publicly defended the integrity of the 2020 election.
I understand why it's not great. I understand why, you know, you don't want the president to fire the head of the FBI because the FBI may be investigating things. But as long as the president has the ability to, like, if I have the ability to fire someone and that someone isn't going along with my narrative, I'm probably going to fire him. So maybe we need to work on whether or not the president
can fire these people. What exactly is all this executive authority? And I know people say, well, they just haven't done it in the past. Well, you know what? Seems to me there's a new sheriff in his town.
Yeah.
And his name's Donald Trump, and he doesn't really care about how things used to be.
Right? I mean,
he doesn't really care about how you do it at your house.
The norms.
We're going to do it a little bit different. So we might want to take a little looky-loo as to what the executive privilege is.
Yeah, you're right. Any of that stuff where it's like, well, it's just like when FDR said, well, wait, So they've just done the two-term thing, like, as a tradition, but I can right. run again? Like, you could run again.
Sure.
As long as it's just something you're doing out of tradition, just know that eventually someone will end that tradition.
Right, you're like, well, that doesn't make sense.
Concession speeches for 120-some years? Nah. Do I have to give one? No, absolutely not. So we mentioned a little bit yesterday, but the tech CEOs did their testimony before Congress again. And
speaking of tech, you know what I need?
You need an Xbox Series X or
PS5.
Series S.
Who's going to sell me one of these things? Sell me one of them. Text us, please. Text me, 91L Popwalk. I need to buy one of these things.
I mean, do you really want his kids to have a Christmas with the last generation console?
Come on, guys.
Do you really want to keep hearing about it over and over and over again?
Yes, right. Until we get one.
Please help all of us.
Do something about it. So the tech CEOs had to testify. And now that Biden is, I mean, it looks like he's the president-elect. I guess some people would say that maybe that's up for debate. But now that
so.
The election is behind us. Or am I allowed to, like, criticize liberals again? Because watching them talk about censoring speech. So the conservatives think that the tech companies are biased towards conservatives.
Okay.
That they are more likely to flag their stuff or just not allow their stuff. Now, I think the argument could be made that, well, the QAnon, all the conspiracy theories, the big ones, all
right.
kind of land right now
right.
on the right for the most part. But then you've got the left saying, like, you don't do enough. That's the thing that really gets me, is when you got the Democratic senator saying, like, you know, I just don't think you go far enough. You didn't do enough. Why didn't you delete this? And it's like, guys, what happens in a year from now, 2 years from now, whatever it is, that suddenly you feel like you're the one who's having your stuff flagged
deleted,
more or taken
right.
down more? I don't know what the answer is, but this doesn't feel like we're on the right path, does it?
No, but it feels like the answer to me is an educated population.
Yes.
And maybe that's where we start. Maybe we start with, you know, funding colleges and funding universities and junior colleges and high schools and elementary schools and, you know, preschools. Because I think most people can read through this stuff and understand what's has some basis in fact, what has no basis in fact, and what is fact. But we need to have an educated population to do that. And I think that's where the funding should go.
Yeah. And I think it'd be easier to start teaching kids in elementary school about how to think critically when you see something online, whether or not you should question
it. I will tell
it.
You, my son, my oldest, has a social studies class. And pre the election, they went over it all. Bias in ads. Tell us what bias it is. What kind of bias is it? What are they using? Are they using facts? Are they using numbers? Are they twisted? And he had to go through all, and I mean, everybody from, you know, Davis to, you know, Biden to Trump, all these ads, and say, and break them down, like, what, you know, who paid for it?
Wow.
Wait for the end, who paid for it? You know, and what were all these things
That's
about?
Good.
Right. I thought it was great.
Yeah, because
and
I
he's
think,
like, I got to create an ad, Dad. And I was like, oh, man.
Nice.
We're about to kill this. We're going to kill it. You have no idea how much I can BS.
Right.
Here we got an A.
I am just tired of seeing these tech CEOs come out there and go through this. Well, I don't know exactly what we're accomplishing.
Republicans allege the platforms have an anti-conservative bias. Democrats called out Twitter's flagging of President Trump's false tweets, including one claiming he won the election.
Do you believe that label goes far enough to prevent the tweet's harms?
I do, because it's not just the surface level label. It points to a collection of news articles, of information and conversation.
You know, Jeremy, Jack Dorsey looks a lot like your boyfriend.
Really?
Yes. His beard's gotten long. I was looking, I was like, he looks a lot like Jeremy's boyfriend.
Nice.
So I when they first started talking about censoring stuff, I was like, well, I don't know. What do we do about all this misinformation? And
right.
and obviously, some of these conspiracy theories are dangerous. You've got Pizzagate and QAnon
sure.
and all this stuff. So what do we do? And I was kind of sold this idea that, well, they're the publishers, so they, which I still think that legally maybe that's
right.
fine. But I'm in the camp of stop censoring, because it's an unwinnable war. You can't chase down every piece of information that you don't like. And I like to think that good free speech can outweigh bad free speech, as long as we just keep promoting good free speech and allow free speech to continue. Because as soon as you say something can't be published,
well,
it adds validity
a,
to those people.
Yeah, but of course there can be checks and balances. So when Trump says the election was rigged, Twitter can say underneath that, like, hey,
oh, yeah,
but here's facts that say this wasn't true.
Yeah, the saying, like, this is unsubstantiated or may not be
right.
true or whatever. The just telling people that they, you know, we're going to deplatform you or you can't use this, it gets to me a little muddier. And I know that there's this other thing. What's the new one called? Parler, the conservatives are using, which it's supposed to be like the free speech place. But I heard that they're like not letting liberals on there. So, I don't know. Social media is something that no one predicted and no one knows what the hell to do with. And it does feel like you're talking about an educated populace. The misinformation on social media is really harming that effort. COVID, COVID, COVID. Every day, more bad news about COVID, more restrictions in every state, city. We mentioned that the governor of Iowa, she had originally said that masks were, you know, what does she call it, security theater or feel good? She didn't want a mask mandate. Now she's like, we got to have one because they tested a bunch of people and like over half of them had COVID. Hospitals, a lot of them are at like 140, 150% capacity, which means that you go in, you need an ICU bed. They're putting you in a non-ICU room and they're retrofitting it to be an ICU bed. A lot of hospitals say we have one or two ventilators left or we have none. The media keeps going around the hospitals across the country and saying, you know, how bad is it? Answer, bad. What's the solution to this? Well, obviously we need to do something to slow the spread, but also a lot of doctors are saying we're not getting any help. Like first wave, we were talking about having GM and stuff manufacture ventilators and all this to help these people. And now they're not waiting on more equipment because they don't think it's on its way.
With hospitals at a breaking point and some morgues filling fast, all 50 states across our nation now have COVID cases on the rise by at least double digits. Long lines for testing stretch from dawn to dusk. More than half the nation implementing new restrictions this month. As inmates man morgues in El Paso, our national death toll is approaching 250,000.
It's not good.
No.
It's not good, and it's the holidays, and I'm sure you saw that they said if you plan on having a big get-together for Thanksgiving, then please at least plan on having a small funeral for your loved ones at Christmas.
Oh, I know.
That's what they're saying.
I want to tell you something about this COVID stuff. How much time do we have?
Go for it.
We got a little bit.
Okay. I'm not going to use any names. I'm going to say where I got this, all right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's not my kids, because I feel like I would be even more upset. But clearly upset. All right.
Okay.
This is an email that someone actually got. The Johnson County Department of Health and Environment has notified us that your child may have had low risk contact with someone who is presumed positive for COVID-19. At this time, you do not need to take any additional precautions. The school and the Johnson County Health, whatever, we'll continue monitoring the situation closely and will notify you as circumstances change and your child needs to quarantine. Low-risk exposures may include any of the following: being in the same classroom with proper mask wearing, riding the bus with mask wearing, ventilation, and or social distancing, physical activity exposure with social distancing and other measures in place. So you're telling me that this person's child was in school and had some sort of contact with someone who's presumed positive COVID-19, and what we should do from there is nothing. Just send him to school like normal. Send her to school like normal. Just want to let you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how could they not? Every time they do one of these randomized tests in any state in the last few weeks, the number of people that come back positive, it's huge. It's a lot of times it's over 50%. Sometimes it's even higher than that. People are walking around with it everywhere right now.
Yeah.
And a lot of them are asymptomatic. I fall on the local subreddit. I won't use names because I have no idea if this is true, but the person said they work for a local restaurant and that, or it was her boyfriend, and that her boyfriend was in direct contact. No, she got COVID and she's tested positive and she lives with her boyfriend. Her boyfriend called the restaurant and said, hey, I can't come in tonight because my girlfriend tested positive. And then her boss said, well, if you haven't tested positive, then you need to come in. If you're asymptomatic, you can come to work. And that the boss was super angry at him for not coming to work just because he lives with someone who has COVID. We went from saying, if you think you had contact with someone, quarantine for 2 weeks, to, oh, you don't have a positive test yet? Come to work at a restaurant.
Well, remember the other day, we had that story about the healthcare workers that are supposed to
go
to work. Even if they're positive or asymptomatic.
Yeah.
Like, It just, as long as you wear a mask now, apparently it's okay.
Because if they tested all the kids at your school, like if they got tested when they walked in the doors, they're not doing that, right?
No. Well, you know what? No, that I know of. Although, like I said, my kids are remote learning. I didn't send them.
Oh, that's right. So if they
I didn't send them. So this email was from somebody else's kid, you know.
I just wonder how many would have it. Maybe they are testing.
Some people checked in. Female, 54, Dallas, Fort Worth. Still too much inappropriate content.
Too much inappropriate content.
I didn't even know that we were inappropriate, Karen.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Jesus. 24 KC, been listening 6 years. Go. What's up, listening in Mission? Jennifer, 41 in Fort Worth, Texas. I listen to y'all every afternoon while I'm working from home. Thank you.
Thank you.
And I appreciate Slim sharing that story. I know a lot of people are struggling right now. I appreciate it too, Slim.
Well, you're certainly welcome. We talk about everything. Like, if you are new to the show, there's nothing really.
There's no secrets.
Yeah, no secrets. A lighter side of doom scrolling?
We'll do it next. The Church of Laszlo. All right, you ready to doom scroll on the lighter side?
Yes, I am.
Because Thunder's 25, and he's an Amazon driver in Richardson, Texas, and he says he looks forward to this right now.
Thank you.
So don't let him down.
And thank you for your service, by the way. I don't know how we survived
COVID.
Being
an Amazon driver?
Yeah, with COVID and everything, people trying to get supplies to their house, these people are a lifeline, you know? They are.
Also, Thunder, if you got to see a PS5 in there,
just take it.
Set it aside, and I'll buy it from you.
I'm sure you won't get in any trouble for that.
Nope.
So cruise ships have been basically shut down since COVID lockdown started.
Yeah.
And I mentioned a couple weeks ago that the CDC told them that they were allowed to start doing some light testing. One of the cruise ships tried. They tested everyone before they got on board. It was just a limited capacity deal, but they still ended up at least getting one person sick for sure.
Yeah.
I don't remember if there was more. They had to quarantine. Not a fun way to end things. But now they're going out and they're taking cruises with a lot of people on them. You get the full experience, right? Dining, like all the food and stuff, I assume there's no buffets, but all the entertainment, they're doing it just like it will be, presumably, when cruises come back. And if you are one of these people who is on a list of like frequent cruisers or a cruise lover, they send you an email saying, would you like to volunteer to come take one of these free cruises so we can test this out and see if we can do it safely? Yeah, I would, but I guess I'm not in their top whatever because no one invited me. But how in the hell do they think, especially like right now, it's worse than it's ever been, right? I mean, since the beginning of this thing, it's the worst it's ever been. And like, let's start testing this now. So actually I'm joking because I wouldn't go because I would just assume they're going to lock me in my room. I probably would. I'd do it for the show, man. I'd do it for the show.
Right.
But I would have just assumed they're going to lock me in my room.
You went to a Sublime concert like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, please. It was outside and I'd already had COVID, and that's not a true story anyway.
It is a true story.
Try to get back to sea this morning. A stunning number of people have volunteered to help, signing up to be guinea pigs on test runs. For Royal Caribbean, the number of volunteers hitting six digits. Its CEO saying on Facebook, and just like that, 100,000 people have volunteered.
This test period is going to be really crucial for them as they work out the protocols and what that's going to look like.
Yeah, when I saw that there was already 100,000 people, I was like, okay. I thought maybe they were having a hard time finding people.
Yeah, that number seems way too high.
Yeah, well, we'll see, right? Good luck. That's all I'm saying.
That number seems way too low.
Good luck.
I just think if you're an anti-masker, and you're not wearing one, and you live in rural anywhere, chances are, you know, you really like to cruise.
And you get an email offering
like
you a free
one. Like, those things all go hand in hand. They all go hand in hand.
Wow.
What?
I just said wow. It blows my mind.
That's what it is, right? I mean, I bet you if you went on, before this, if you went on any cruise and asked, you know, people who got off, who they voted for.
Okay.
It wouldn't look like the election.
Lazo's a holiday snob. I guess paying $5,000 for a week's vacation is not enough for him. He just thinks it's, beneath him.
It's not the money. It's what you do with the money.
You are on a cruise ship. I mean,
exactly.
You're out on the open seas. You've got luxurious.
It's when you think like the best of everything comes in a buffet and, you know. It's just, you know, it doesn't. And so, but you know, this is how you do it. It's just a little different. You think I'm wrong?
I'm just saying that it's an opinion.
Do you think I'm wrong?
It's an opinion.
Do you think I'm wrong, though?
I disagree with your opinion.
You think that if people got off of any cruise, if people got off a cruise and we were able to just have a magic thermometer and said, boom, who did you vote for?
Oh, wrong about that part? Yeah. No. I don't think you're wrong about that
Thank
part.
You.
So since the whole Karen thing really took off in 2020, there was a while where I feel like people were following every Karen story. Here's a new Karen. Yep. Then we all got Karen fatigue. I still see them posted on a lot of websites. I'll see them on Reddit or on Daily Dot. And a lot of times I don't even watch it. I'm like, okay, another Karen. I'm not exactly sure why, but this particular California Karen really took off yesterday and today. A woman is seen on cell phone video talking to her neighbors. Of course, she's white, probably in her, I would say, late 50s. And she's got a little poodle under one arm. And she's got a taser in her hand, like an old-fashioned taser, like, you know, you just come up to someone, you stun them, like a stun gun, I guess.
Old-fashioned taser.
Yeah. And she's talking to her neighbors, and it's not exactly clear what she's upset about, but if you read the post from the neighbors who filmed it, they say that she's upset because the neighbors have a pit bull, and she says the pit bull was outside and almost attacked her dog or something. Now, what she doesn't realize, it would appear, is that the neighbors have security cameras on their house. So they post the video of the interaction with Karen, where she says some racist stuff, and I'm about to play that for you. But then they also included, here's some home security footage of our 13-year-old son walking our dog, the pit bull, and the neighbor petting it. And if you listen, there's audio on the security cams. You can hear this woman as she's petting the dog going, "You're a good dog, aren't you?" So I don't know when this thing happened that she was upset about, but maybe it happened later, or maybe it just didn't happen at all. Of course, the neighbors are saying it didn't happen at all. But if you listen carefully, she says, you all are acting like black people. And they said, "Well, what is that? You're the one with the taser in your hand," which I thought was super funny.
This is the interaction the Jones family never expected to happen in their quiet Discovery Bay neighborhood.
"You guys are acting like black people, and you should act like black people."
Caught on surveillance and cell phone video, neighbor Adana D.
Hold on. Listen to her again, because she says, "You guys are acting like black people." She said, that's what you say if you're racist talking to another racist person and you don't want black people. It's not how you talk to someone. You're telling them. You're talking to them. The idea that you go, "You guys are acting like black people."
Right.
They're the only ones listening to you right now.
"You guys are acting like black people."
Caught on surveillance and cell phone video, neighbor Adana Dean.
"You're a black person in a white neighborhood, and you're acting like one. Why don't you act like a white person in a white neighborhood?"
Who is seen holding her poodle in one hand and a stun gun in the other, upset over the Joneses' 2-year-old pit bull, Dice.
"I don't want to see that dog outside."
"Well, he's going to be outside because I have a right to have him just like every other person is."
Adana then goes on to claim,
"I was raised in Oklahoma City where there were tons of black people."
"But we're acting like what?"
"You're acting like people that aren't normal."
Normal to her is people that will lay down and submit to... unfortunately, her white privilege.
So in the full-length video, that's when they say, she says, "You're acting like people who aren't normal." And one of them says, "You're the one with the taser in your hand."
Wow.
The local news that this came from is ABC7. They sent a reporter to this woman's house. And the cameraman is like standing back, you know, while the reporter's up knocking on the door. She knocks on the door. You see this guy come to the door. You can't really see him. And she says, "Excuse me, are you Mr. So-and-so?" And he says, "Yeah." And she says, "Are you married to... you know, Karen?" And he's like, "Yeah."
It's like, and his head is like, "What happened?"
Oh, it's so obvious. He's just like, "Yeah, what happened?" You know, because they tell her, like, "Hey, we're filming you right now. You're going to be famous for this." But again, she's oblivious.
Right, sure.
Either that or she knows, like, well, it's too late now. So if I try and pretend like this didn't happen, it'll only make it worse. I don't know. But it was bad. A coffin maker. Now, I know, Lazo, you don't always love stories from other countries, but this could happen in any country. This guy is a coffin maker, and he hears this noise one day. Something hit his house. It hit the little overhang of his roof, whatever you call that area, and he looks out. It's a meteor. It fell through. He took a YouTube video. We don't speak the same language, but it kind of sounds like he's saying, "Hey, guys, you know, hit subscribe, hit the like button."
"Hello, guys. No. Ini ada jatuh dari langit, guys."
Okay, so
guys,
there's this rock. It's like embedded, you know, like maybe 8 or 9 inches in the ground. It's about the size of a football. And apparently this is some sort of super rare meteorite rock.
Wow.
And because it's super rare, it's worth a lot of money. Usually when I see a story like this and they say, "Oh, it's worth a lot of money, he's going to be rich," I go, "Yeah, well, it's only worth what someone's willing to pay for it," right? He already sold it.
Right.
He already sold the space rock. And you know how much money he got for it?
No.
$1.8 million.
Really?
Wow.
He's a millionaire. I mean, that's manna from heaven. It fell, hit his roof, probably a $25 repair to the roof there, and he's got $1.8 million. He already said he's, I think he's building a church and doing some other things. I think he's going to retire being a coffee maker. Can you imagine if, Lazo, if a meteor fell in your yard, like even if you saw it or you heard it and you went out there and said, I think something just fell out of the sky. You might think it's cool and show the boys, but would you think to like call a rare rock collector?
I wouldn't, but now I will.
Yeah. Keep that in mind, because I thought a lot of people see meteors, don't they? Again, apparently there's something special about this one. I don't know exactly what, but it was worth a lot of money, and he sold it, and he got $1.8 million. So it's something to think about when you're feeling low, like maybe.
Maybe a meteor will fall out of the sky.
Maybe a meteor will fall out of the sky and
make you rich.
A ton of money. Feel-good story to end things on. This guy's in his 90s. He was married for like 70-some years. His wife passed away 6 or 7 years
yes.
ago.
Yes.
Well, that wasn't the feel-good part.
Finally. He finally. Usually the guy dies first. He never gets any time to himself. This is such a good story to end on.
Well, I don't think this guy. He sounded like he didn't want time to himself. He says he lost his best friend. But he was out doing yard work.
I read it wrong. I thought that was a story.
People are not always
man
happy.
Man outlives wife, finally.
After 70-some years of marriage. He was out doing yard work, and he lost his wedding band. He didn't realize it until the next day, and he's like, oh, no, this wedding ring has been on my hand for 80 years or whatever, and I lost it. So his daughter goes on Facebook and says, my dad lost his wedding ring. Can anyone help try and find this? Well, it just so happens someone saw her post, and he happens to be. His hobby is going around with one of those metal detectors and looking for, you know,
treasure.
Found it.
And this guy, he's apparently gone through several metal detectors because he was showing off his new one. And he's like, this is like the Cadillac of these things. This is my dream. But he thought he was done for the season. He said, like, I was pretty much done. I was ready to put this thing away. Yeah. Then he saw the post.
Pack her up, boys.
He's like, I'll come help this old man.
I put the message out there that my poor 93-year-old father lost his wedding band. Ryan replied instantly.
I couldn't deal with the feeling of him being worried sick. So I said, let me get on it and get over here.
I didn't realize it till later on that night. The next day I went out and I looked all over, couldn't find it.
And we didn't have any luck at first, and I was kind of got discouraged.
That's good.
I found it. He held it up.
I was just happy because I was happy to see him be happy once I found it.
You know, good for
not
him.
Not all heroes wear capes, man.
This guy might have been wearing a cape. No, he wasn't. He was wearing a gator. I'm glad the guy found his ring. It sucks to lose something that you have that sort of attachment to. But really, the feel-good part for me is that this guy, I don't know, he looks like he's...
outlived his wife.
No, I know that part, okay? But the treasure hunter, I'm just happy that he's got a hobby. Like, you know, it doesn't involve, like, illegal drugs.
Go ahead. All right, this story, I figured I better go ahead and get on this.
Well, imagine how nice it would be to like be that excited about a metal detector and just going around.
Yeah.
I'm sure he must have found something at some point in his life that got him hooked.
Yeah.
And now he just keeps upgrading. Now he's got the nicest one money can buy.
Good for him.
I'd like to have a hobby. I feel like that's something you and I could get into collectively.
What?
Yeah.
Metal detectors?
So.
Yeah, like take the boys out.
I'm good.
Go into the park. Go
I'm
to
good.
Maybe some areas where there were like where there's areas around
I'm
here.
I'm good.
Civil War
no.
battles.
It's. Goes right with him in trash. He's just going to be going
it's just
to trash.
Trash.
Not a musket ball. What if we found a musket ball at the park where they fought a battle? What if we said, look, the boys would be excited about
one
that.
One man's trash should be another man's trash. Remember that.
It's not trash. It's lost. It's treasure.
The Church Shot Laszlo.
I know you're going to be happy about this.
Okay, please tell me
but
why.
But I'm not. I really think you're wrong here. I really do. People really, really, really don't want to have holiday parties this year. And, you know, maybe it's just because of COVID, or maybe your Grinch-like tendencies have spread, just like COVID, to other people. Because this poll they asked people, this is on HuffPost. Actually, I saw it a bunch of places, but I'm reading this from HuffPost. They asked people nationwide what they want if given a choice. And they want cash. They want a bonus. They'd like a Christmas bonus,
yes,
right?
Yes, please.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, 85% of people said that's what they want. I understand that. And then the other people said they'd like some extra paid time off for the holidays, which is also good. I get it. That doesn't mean, though, that you can't also have the holiday party. But almost no one said that they would like an invitation to a work holiday party, whether it's in person or virtual.
Yeah, no.
I still think there's something magical about the holiday party if it's done before the holidays. I don't like it when they push it back to January or something. That kind of ruins the fun of it. And I understand you can't do it this year because you can't do it in person. So I don't think a Zoom holiday party is where it's at. But you did not go to very many of them when we had them.
I hate holiday parties.
You hate them.
They're
but
fun.
You have to admit that obviously every year can't be the ultimate holiday party experience. But the year that we went and the fight broke out.
The daughter punched the mom and yes.
But you just say that like, oh, we've mentioned that before. Of course we have. But that's as good as it gets. I mean,
that's a great holiday party. Why go to any more after that? I'm standing there. There's two women that work here. One's the mom. She does like mornings and is real popular, like everything you'd think on like a station that plays, you know, bread. And then you got, you know, the daughter who's like, you know, works downstairs. Her mom probably, you know, got her foot in the door and then she, you know, started doing, you know, sales or whatever she's doing. And they both get, from what I can tell, a little tipsy.
Mm-hmm.
And one calls the other one a bitch and then pow, right in the kisser.
Well,
that
actually,
punches her mom.
I think mom said, you're acting like a bitch, right? And then daughter punched. Words were exchanged. I'm pretty sure mom said, you don't talk to me like that, you little bitch, or something along those lines.
Like
then daughter comes back with a haymaker. And that to me is exactly what Hollywood would have happened in a
yes,
movie about a holiday party.
We saw it,
exactly.
So why go to any more of them?
Because you never know what could happen at the next one. Someone falls down the stairs. You find two people making out. Maybe someone will actually be Xeroxing copies of their ass in a little Santa Claus hat.
It never happens, though. Nothing ever happens except for that one time.
You're such a holiday guy. You love Christmas. You
love
December.
Love Christmas. I love... Yeah. Here's the thing. I don't know why they always want us to like people we work with.
But that's the easiest time to like them is the holidays, right?
I don't like them.
Especially when you're drinking.
You're
that
drinking?
Helps too.
Some of these people don't normally talk.
I love Christmas. I love the lights. I love everything about Christmas. I love buying Christmas presents. I love spending time with my kids. Like, I love spoiling them with whatever. Like, I love the consumerism of Christmas. I love Christmas music. I love Christmas pajamas. I have a Christmas tree up right now, as a matter of fact. Love Christmas. There's two things that ruin it.
Oh, boy.
Corporate or company holiday parties.
Mm.
When they try to make us have forced fun with people that we don't love. I like to spend the holidays with people that I really do like. And if I really do like the people, some of the people at work, you know what? I figure out a way to spend time with them during the holidays. If I don't like them, I don't need to be, you know, stuck in a back room somewhere over a carving table of roast beef trying to figure out, you know, who's going to get the last chicken finger. I'm not interested. And then, the biggest thing that ruins Christmas for everybody is Christ. It ruins it.
Oh, boy.
Because what?
Like, why can't you just reword that? Like, maybe being too religious or spending too
Christ
much time at
ruins
church.
Christmas.
Or just tone it down a little bit.
Oh, come on. Everything is happy, and let's give presents, and I love you, and let's drink champagne and wine and eat steaks and ham and turkey and give each other presents. And then someone's always got to be like, you know, Jesus died so we could do this. You really have to be such a downer? Is that it? We got to just start talking about how Jesus died. Jesus did this. Jesus did that. We really shouldn't be celebrating like this. Jesus is a downer. And Jesus ruins Christmas. It makes everybody feel bad around Christmas time. And that I don't like.
You know I don't even totally disagree with you.
You don't disagree with me. You agree with me.
And I go to midnight mass, but it's just like there's got to be a different way you could say it. That's all.
Yeah.
Instead of Jesus ruins Christmas.
Jesus does ruin Christmas. Everything's happy. Everybody's having a good time. You know I'm not wrong. And then someone in your family is going to bring up, you know, how Jesus was crucified. Like, oh,
my
God.
That's Easter.
Is that what we need to talk about? Like at Christmas time, it's like, you know, the aunt who's like, everybody's having fun. And the aunt goes, I'll tell you what. I just miss your Uncle Cliff around these times. Like, you know what, Shirley? Save it. We all miss Cliff, but you don't got to bring it up every Christmas. For the last 20 years, you show up in a black sweatshirt. My God, lady. You ruin it. These kids here are having fun. Never met Cliff. They never met him.
That's all the more reason you should love holiday parties. They've taken the
Christmas,
the Christ out of holiday
Christ
parties.
And
totally.
Cliff. Cliff and Christ, they ruined Christmas.
They put in booze and roast beef.
Right,
what
it's
else
booze, music, and a karaoke machine. And it,
come on.
At holiday parties, the person who's really quiet around the office and never says much, suddenly they're drunk and they're singing karaoke.
Yeah.
Then the mom and daughter who work together with you down the hall are punching each other near the chocolate fountain. It's a hell of a thing.
I don't like
find the drink tickets. Well,
I don't like hanging out with people I don't like.
Well,
life's
you know,
too
I guess
short
you're
to spend an evening with someone you don't like. Like, why would I do that?
I don't actually even know. It doesn't matter because you're obviously in the majority here. It's like the thing that people wanted the least from their company. I mean, something else beat out the holiday party after the cash bonus and extra time off and gift cards and all that stuff. So you do like Christmas movies, though, right?
Love them.
Holiday movies or whatever.
I love Christmas. I don't even hate Christ. I just wish you would get out of Christmas.
You can get paid to watch Christmas movies this year.
Really?
Yeah, there's some review site, and I've never really heard of it, but reviews.org, they're looking for, they're calling it a chief holiday cheermeister, but they pay you $2,500, and you don't have to watch that many movies. It's 25, right?
Yeah, 25. Is that what it is?
25.
$100 a movie?
These are the movies. They include Home Alone, Elf, The Polar Express, which I've never seen.
I'm going to watch all of those anyway.
Christmas Story, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, It's a Wonderful Life, Miracle on 34th Street. Those are different movies? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Miracle on 34th is one with Santa Claus.
Yes.
What is the... I don't know that I've ever seen that. What's the premise of that? She asked Santa for... Oh, she doesn't believe Santa's real. She doesn't believe that Santa's real.
I don't think
I've seen that.
There's a letter involved somewhere.
Muppet Christmas Carol. Definitely seen that. Love Actually, Charlie Brown Christmas, The Santa Claus, Jingle All the Way, Klaus, Christmas with the Cranks, The Grinch, Last Holiday, New Year's Eve, and Arthur Christmas.
I can watch all those.
That's it. It just says you got to be 18 or older and eligible to work in the United States. You already own a device to stream movies.
Right.
You must watch 25 holiday movies in 25 days. That's a movie. That's easy. You'll need to fill out a short post-movie survey to answer if the film filled you with holiday cheer or not. Okay. And they're giving you the money and also subscriptions to Netflix, Hulu, Disney+, Amazon Prime, HBO Max, Apple TV+, and the Hallmark Movies Now streaming thing. My mom would kill for that. I should get her that for Christmas. You can apply to be the chief holiday cheermeister through December 4th, and then they announce the winner December 7th. So I'll send out a link. Everyone can apply.
Yes, please. I'd love to apply.
I know you always say, how much is your time worth, right? And there's a lot of things where people go,
$100 a night.
But to watch a Christmas movie,
yeah,
there's a couple in there
couple
that I wouldn't,
hours, yeah, sure.
wouldn't choose to watch. But
I'd watch
paid.
It anyway.
Yeah, $2,500. I'm going to sign up for this. Oh, Chantel, I'll go ahead and send you my resume here. Sorry. Anyway, holiday party. By the way, our holiday party's off. I'm sure you already know that. We're not having one.
Nope.
And there's no virtual holiday party. There's no nothing. Unless they're going to surprise us, it's over.
Ooh, a surprise one?
They're not going to surprise us. I'm just saying. That's the only way it would happen. Lazo is, for such a pro Christmas guy, he can
love
be such a
Christmas.
He can be
love
such a,
it.
Such a
he
Grinch.
Loves it.
It's just such a Grinch. The holiday party.
I'm not a Grinch. I just don't like these people.
What if you're single and
I am single.
And you are attracted to someone at work and you've always kind of wanted to talk to them, but there's never been a great opportunity to mingle like that. What about the holiday party? You're drinking, she's gonna be there. This is a perfect opportunity for you to, you know, flirt with that person, right?
Oh, I just do it here at work. I just do the old, what up, lady?
Okay. Push the button, Jared.
The Church of Laszlo.
Checking in with the text line. People are interested about this inappropriate stuff. So he said, I'll tell you what's inappropriate. Is that Laszlo asked to sleep with one of Slim Fast's girlfriend's sisters. Back in the day, he would have asked to sleep with both of them.
It was a little rude.
Getting soft. Soft in my old age.
That's it?
Well,
only,
yeah,
only inappropriate?
A lot of them. This guy talks about peeing. You don't really want to hear about
okay,
that.
Okay, no, I don't.
Let's see. Hey, guys, I'm Alexandra, 27, and in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. The person who says you guys are inappropriate probably has an all are welcome here doormat right next to their Trump 2020 flag. I think you guys are great and you all keep me sane during my work day. Who cares what people say about you on the radio? You do you. Don't let any negative people spread negativity about you. There you go. What about
Thank
that?
Thank you.
Huh?
Appreciate nice. That. So, girl posts a video how to catch your boyfriend cheating. What do you think it's going to be? I thought it would be something more than this, because I don't think looking at porno is cheating.
Of course, it's not cheating.
It could be a problem, like you were saying, Jeremy, if you're addicted to it or something, but it's not cheating.
That could be an issue.
But why? I guess they're saying this is different because...
Just stop.
I really don't understand why that would even be an issue.
Like if you're just, it's all you do is just look at porn all day. You're like, go get a job. You're like, ugh.
Yes.
You won't come out of your room just looking at porn, spending money on porn.
But, I mean, could we really not think that... Okay. Well, anything that would stop me from actually leaving my bedroom would be bad.
Right.
But that's not... I mean, we're just talking about, like, wasn't it like masturbating once a day, twice a day,
like
three
those
times
guys
a
that,
day?
Those guys that claim on the...
deal?
On the... What is that? The NoFap whatever. They're like, I'm doing it 10 times a day and it's 6 hours a day. It's okay. Like, okay, well, you've got some... problems everywhere. You know, maybe, maybe not. I don't know.
Right.
Are you paying your rent?
I don't see why. Yeah. What?
I dated a guy that was a sex addict for a while, and we would have nights where if we were supposed to go do something, he would decide to change his mind because he wanted to see some webcam girl instead.
Yeah.
So, like, when it comes to that point where it's interfering with just day-to-day life, then I feel like it becomes a problem.
Sex addict. Is that a thing? It's more of a compulsion, really, isn't it?
It was.
I mean, if you're deprived of it, you don't get the shakes, you know? But I would like to circle back around to this because I'm interested. Who is this guy?
I know. It's the guy that had the fiance that texted both of us at the same time.
Yeah, so you don't think maybe he was just with his fiance? Look, you got a lot of naivety about you that I love. Like,
oh,
there's a lot of things. But sometimes I just want to... pick you up and say, come here, baby girl. We got a lot of, we're going to go back and dissect your life.
Come live with me. I know what you're going to say. I get it.
Right. So you saw what he was looking at, though?
Yes.
You caught him? Oh, boy, that's embarrassing.
What?
You know, I don't know. It's like everybody knows. Your significant other knows that you look at porn. You kind of probably talk about it. You're like, of course you look at porn. But it's everyone knows you masturbate. When you get caught in the moment,
it's still embarrassing.
Yeah.
And we had a conversation about it. He told me he was a sex addict and he had actually like sought counseling for it in the past.
My ex couldn't get the internet to work one day when I was at work. And I had my computer sitting. I like hid it between the love seat and the wall. It was just hidden down on the floor. But I had left it open because I was downloading a bunch of stuff. And what I forgot is I left the volume on. So every time it would finish downloading a file, it would go ding, ding. It sent this little alert like it's finished downloading. So she's like, maybe that's why the internet isn't working, which she was right. And she went over and looked and she just saw like pages and pages. It's embarrassing.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing.
Yeah.
Especially when you're like setting up your computer to, hey, little buddy, while I'm gone, how about you download about 3 terabytes worth of porno?
Yeah.
Anyway, this girl says, here's how you can catch your boyfriend cheating. You go to OnlyFans and you try to sign up for an account. And you use your boyfriend's email address.
Yeah.
If the email address is already taken, you know that your boyfriend has or has had an OnlyFans account.
Yeah.
I'm very confused about this because I wouldn't think that OnlyFans, to me, OnlyFans is porn. It's not cheating. I guess the difference is that there's a better chance, not that it's a good chance, there's a better chance if it's OnlyFans that maybe it's someone you know or someone that lives nearby as opposed to just interacting with them too. You can interact with them.
Well, that makes it one step closer to real life sex.
Right. So,
but it's still not real life sex.
And in her mind, that's cheating. And I thought, well, Jeremy's a girl. This video is obviously made for girls, it would seem. Hey, ladies, check to see if your boyfriend is cheating. What if your boyfriend was on OnlyFans, hadn't met the person in person, but they're able to comment and they say, thank you, sweetie. And he's like, you're so hot. What if you found out about that?
I don't think that would be considered cheating, but it would definitely make me uncomfortable.
Oh, okay. Like, enough that maybe if he can't end this.
Well, here's the thing.
Right.
But here's the thing.
Yeah. Not cheating, though.
That's fine. Because we just have to quit classifying. It can be me and you are dating.
Right.
And me going to OnlyFans and giving girls $50, right?
Mm-hmm.
That can be a break-upable offense.
Right.
But it's not cheating.
Right.
So let's just say, hey, this makes me uncomfortable. I don't want to date a guy who does this. I don't think it's cool.
Right.
It makes me, are you willing to stop this? And me go, yeah, no, probably not. Well, then, okay.
Cool.
Then it can be a break-upable offense without it being cheating. It's not cheating.
Someone said, this video single-handedly ending relationships. One woman said,
maybe
this ruined my engagement.
Why?
I don't know. I guess she went on there and found out that her fiance had been using OnlyFans. You got a long road ahead of you.
Yeah, that guy dodged a bullet.
Now this person did say, imagine invading your partner's privacy this way. Someone who's not into this idea. This is toxic behavior, someone else said. So not everybody loves it. Does this count as going through someone's stuff. You're not actually getting on their phone or their computer. You're using your own computer, I guess, but yeah, you're checking to see.
You're snooping.
You're snooping, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's bordering snooping on that. And if you're doing that,
yeah, that's a problem.
Nah. I understand, like, when the Ashley Madison thing happened, the whole point of that was have an affair.
Right.
Cheat on your wife.
That was,
and you're like, hey, let me see if my husband's email address was used for this thing. Okay, that's different. But OnlyFans is just porno where occasionally the person responds to your comments, right?
I think so.
It's just amateur porno.
I've tried to log on to the goddamn thing 100 times. Can't figure it out, to be honest with you. I really haven't. Like, I try to find a certain person. I'm like, all right, it's just like, this doesn't, page doesn't, I'm like, all right, forget it. This page doesn't exist. And then I'm like, all right, let me log in with my email address. And it's like, what's your password? I'm like, what was my password? I'm like, so I haven't actually been able to log on and see anything. Well, I want to.
I tried to make one. Like, you know, month into lockdown, I tried making one. It was a lot of work.
Like making your own videos?
Yeah, I thought, you know, these guys will think I'm some hot chick and, you know, I'll post the stuff and I can respond to people and, you know.
That's a little
all right, yeah,
odd.
Don't do that. That's cheating.
That's cheating.
Yeah, pretending you're a woman, putting it on OnlyFans, getting guys to think about you while they do that. That's, you know, that's criminal. That's cheating. It's cheating. It's criminal.
Okay, I am
it's
joking.
It's fraud. It's wire fraud. It's, to
that's
me,
a lot, yeah.
It's, you know, fraud using the internet of some sort and international lines. Like, you should go to prison for a long time.
There should be a rule. I'm joking, but there was a story that, and who knows if this is true or not, but that said there's OnlyFans and something else. What's the other one called? Is it Patreon? One of those. There was a couple that got real popular. Yeah. And it said, hey, guys, be careful because, like, a lot of these accounts, the people that you're talking to, it's actually the guy running the account.
I'm
a boyfriend, a husband, a porn producer, because, porn was having a hard time making money, and suddenly OnlyFans starts to make a lot of money, so a lot of these guys were setting these things up, and either they were professional or they were just setting one up with their partner, and they would be, so if you're talking to someone, just know, it may not be the person that you're actually paying money to see.
Is OnlyFans just for sex?
I'm not sure.
I know, like, Patreon, you said that. I know a lot of bands use that.
Yeah, and that's why I'm not
things.
Sure if Patreon even does that.
I think OnlyFans, they can do cooking classes and stuff, too.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel like you can
Let's be honest.
Stuff.
You know, you're going over.
Right, exactly.
It's like the internet can be used for news, but we mostly use it for porn.
Right. Got it.
That's it. And saying that you can catch your boyfriend cheating, I feel like is a... You can catch him doing something that you may not want him doing.
Now, I want to dig into your life.
Oh, come on.
All right, quick.
No.
We'll just make it quick. So, wait. You're supposed to go to, like, the movies?
Yeah, we had a date planned. And,
then he's like, you know what? I'd just rather masturbate to cam girls. That's what he says to you?
Yeah, he told me about it later. Yeah.
And will you still date him?
Well,
still date him.
There were some like, oh, tough you know what? Times back
like,
in the day.
Like, my God, Jenny.
I broke up with that dude like 4 times, I think,
and
just kept going
not,
back.
Like,
so
really,
I know you're joking, but what did he say? So you're gonna go see a movie, and then he'd say I'm busy or something came up.
He said I'm gonna masturbate to porno.
No, he just said he didn't feel well, and then I asked him about it a couple weeks later, and he's like, I got to tell you something, I've relapsed. I'm like, what are you talking about? Yes,
I've relapsed.
And then he showed
this
me.
This guy's
all
just trying to buy time.
David Duchovny.
No,
man, you are so naive. I love you, but you are so naive.
I hate both of
he's
you.
He's like, let me tell her that I masturbate to porno, and she'll overlook the fact that I'm engaged.
I'm engaged.
I found out about that later.
The Church of
Laszlo. We're doing this get to know us thing.
Yep, it's Wednesday.
I don't know that I liked any of these questions.
Well,
to be honest
you
with
picked
you,
them,
I
mean. You picked them.
I know.
So the first question was, what were you really into when you were a kid?
Like, what do you mean? Like, I mean, how old? I mean, it's so confused.
Like, when you were a kid, what were you really into?
That I'm not now.
Point?
That would be different. Would think, like, well, I love baseball when I was a kid, but I still love baseball.
I'm thinking it's probably more like something that you aren't into anymore. Something that you got really excited about or really loved when you were a kid. And, you know, either you
Pinochle.
Got...
I like Pinochle a lot. And chess. I enjoyed both of them.
Pinochle and chess.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I enjoyed both of them quite a bit, and now I could care less about either one of them.
I'm trying to guess what Jeremy was really into when she was a kid. I feel like it could be something. It's probably something arts and craftsy. What was it, Jeremy? What were you really into when you were a kid?
Probably playing music. when I was a flute player.
Oh, that's right. She played the flute. She wanted to be a band teacher.
I haven't done that in a long time.
Do you still have a flute at the house?
I do.
If you pulled it out right now, could you give it a lick?
Could you play it?
I don't know.
Could you play some Jethro Tull for us?
That would be awesome. But no, I don't think so.
Is that what everybody
asks? I don't know any other flute players. I was really into Jethro Tull.
There you go.
If you play the flute, I feel like people are just going to ask you to play some Jethro Tull.
Yeah, I don't know.
There's no like celebrity flute players that anybody knows.
Yeah. I feel like I spent a lot of time doing that, and then I just stopped.
Hmm. I liked fishing. I hate fishing now. I don't hate it.
Too.
I guess I maybe I do hate it. I don't do it anymore. I loved it when I was a kid.
Really?
Yeah, you go buy all the supplies. We go sit out there for hours. We get, you know, the bobbers out there and have like four or five set up.
So
and
boring.
Catch a bunch of catfish. It's not something that makes sense for me at all.
I envy people who like it.
Me too. I wish
I'm
still
like,
liked it.
You can go out there, have a couple beers, throw this rod on the thing, you know, use it as like a meditation thing and have fun and... I sit there, I'm like, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ.
Like, it's boring now.
Something happened. I can't. I just get up and leave.
I'm the same with golf. But you like golf. But I'm envious of people who like golf. Because I'm like, that looks like a good way to just...
Yeah, golf, I love it.
Get out for a few hours, be outside, drink some beers.
I feel like I'm doing something.
Yeah, you're doing
something. I'm controlling the pace.
Yeah,
the fish control the pace.
It is
better. I don't like that. The fish control the pace. That's not my thing.
At least if you're on a boat. You know, you get to go for a boat ride. That's something. But if you're just fishing from the shore, which is what we did when we were kids, yeah. I don't understand why we liked it so much. All right, next question. Who's your favorite entertainer of all time? It says it could be a comedian, actor, musician, etc. You know, celebrity entertainer. Your favorite. Someone you idolize, maybe.
Hmm. I don't know.
I feel like there's a couple of them that I thought you might pick.
John Cusack. I love John Cusack.
John Cusack.
I love his movies. Yeah. Bobby De Niro.
Okay.
I love Bobby De Niro. Billy Bragg.
Mm. You know, Billy Bragg.
Talking about musicians.
I always think Morrissey, but Billy Bragg. But yeah, I thought John Cusack. And then there's an actor who's kind of funny. You were just laughing about him the other day. You love him a lot. He's Canadian. Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, Louis C.K. Love me some Louis C.K. You guys just
Cool. I thought maybe you weren't going with Morrissey because he says some controversial things. He's like, yeah, Louis C.K.
You don't like Louis C.K.?
I love Louis C.K. he's in the new special, the documentary about the Comedy Store on Showtime.
Yes.
He shows up somewhere towards the end. He's in it quite a bit. Hmm. Jeremy?
Mine are probably all old musical actors.
Musical actors.
Gene Kelly, Esther Williams, like those are the movies I can still sit down and watch. Debbie Reynolds.
Favorite entertainers of all time?
I could watch those movies over and over and over forever. I love that so much.
I feel like with that question, part of it is just like, who do you think is the coolest or maybe who would you want to hang out with? Like, I don't know how you just pick a favorite. You have a favorite a musician, you even have favorite category, favorite band, favorite rapper, favorite movie star, favorite stand-up. Overall, I got to go with Snoop Dogg. I'd like to hang out with him. I love his music.
Yeah.
I think anytime I see an interview with him, I'll still listen to it or watch it. And it's not like there's a shortage of those, but if I'm online and it says Snoop was on this thing, I'll still watch it.
I'd hang out with Brandon Boyd. That would probably be
is that
my
the
favorite
Incubus
musician.
Guy?
Yeah, Incubus.
Mm-hmm. With no shirt on?
Or
with
a
shirt? Okay.
It can't be hard.
Come on, he's popular.
Once they start doing state fairs across the country again,
hey,
they're not
you know
doing
what?
State fairs yet.
Just my favorite. It's my opinion. Leave it alone.
Final question: the most beautiful place you've ever seen, which could also be just like the coolest place, your favorite place that you've ever seen, that you've ever been to. Where is it? What was it? And I will admit, you picked kind of a lame question with that one, but just answer it. We can learn something about somebody.
Like San Diego, La Jolla, California, the waves. I like the beach.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think probably the nicest I've seen is probably the La Jolla area.
I always thought when it was sunny out, which is like a couple days a year, Seattle could be amazing.
Beautiful, beautiful.
I picked the Parliament Building in Ottawa, Canada.
The Parliament Building in Ottawa, Canada.
That
I should have guessed it.
The
Laszlo.
Coolest building
Parliament
I've seen.
Parliament in Ottawa. Laszlo always talks about how nothing is as good in real life as it is on TV or in the movies, which I agree with. There's only one place I've ever been to where I was like, this? Because I do like to travel, but usually, you know, it's kind of not that it's ruined, it's just different because there's tourists there.
It's different because
if
you're looking at Seattle on TV, mm-hmm. they've clearly taken it in the best light.
Mm-hmm.
They've clearly taken it not on a day where it's just drizzling all day. Mm-hmm. They clearly, like, it's nice. Like, you're like, God damn, that looks nice. When you get there, you know, it's a beautiful city, but it smells like piss a little bit, you know? You don't get that from TV, right?
No. The one place that I've been to, and I've been there twice now, and I'm like, and the reason I went back was I was like, this is the first time I've been somewhere, and it's like, maybe even better in person than in the pictures and stuff, is Venice. It's awesome. Mm-hmm. It just, seeing people, there are people, now obviously there's a lot of tourists and people on the gondolas and stuff, but there are people who live there, who have boats as vehicles. Like, you'll be walking around at night, and you will see them driving down the canal with their groceries, and then they park in their garage, which is their garage is just in the water, and they get out of their boat, and it's connected inside their house, and they walk upstairs. Mm-hmm. It's insane. So that's got to be my favorite place I've ever seen. But since you didn't like that question, that was 4,445. So why don't we just go 4,446?
Fine.
Add one more to this. This is easy. What's your guilty pleasure?
Guilty pleasure.
I'll start.
Lionel Richie.
Okay.
Love me some Lionel Richie and the Commodores.
Way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Love.
I was going to say boy
Stuck
bands.
Stuck on you.
I love boy bands.
Oh, you guys both went with music.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh. Where
I
did
thought
you
that's
go?
Where I didn't know that. That's more wholesome. That's where we should have gone with this. So mine would be Billy Joel. Billy Joel.
That's not a guilty pleasure. You're proud of that. You love.
Well, right.
Joel.
I don't
you
know why
Billy
you guys
Joel concert t-shirts to work.
Well, why do you feel like you have to be embarrassed about liking boy bands or who'd you say?
Well,
Lionel
just
Richie?
We're saying it's a guilty pleasure. We don't. We're like, you know what? I probably shouldn't like this or whatever.
But
you're proud of it. You wear it as like a badge of honor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What were you gonna say? I'm very interested.
I thought we would all be on the same page. Like, it's a guilty pleasure. I know I shouldn't like it. I know I shouldn't do it, but I do. It's like, you know.
Oh, like girls peeing in nylons?
No.
Oh,
I
love that.
I'm not a kink shamer. No, no, no.
Well, I'm just saying I like that. Sometimes after watching hours of it, I feel guilty.
Well, yeah.
But if it's a legit guilty
That's
pleasure.
True. Okay.
It is a legit guilty pleasure.
Okay.
Of urine and pantyhose.
Yeah. I was just going to say, you know, like taking prescription pain pills that weren't prescribed to me. Like if someone offers them, like I shouldn't.
That is a guilty. Well, you know. Could have to plead guilty.
But that's not my fault. That's the big pharma's fault. You know, this stuff was everywhere when I was a teenager. And yet that lady on the text line is going to say, you're disgusting, you're whatever.
It's
hey,
inappropriate.
I'm honest.
Right.
I'm honest.
Well, Jenny likes boy bands.
Jenny
so.
Likes boy bands and singing in the rain. That should be wholesome enough
that's
to
why she's
outweigh
here.
All of it. Yeah. She's a good person.
So basically a wholesome meme on this show.
Yes, she is.
You're welcome. It's
the Church of Laszlo. Who's going to jail here.
Lori Loughlin.
Yeah, Massimo.
Husband. Massimo. He's
Man, he's got the look down. He looks good.
I didn't know
he
was
going. He looks a lot less. He looks like a guy from Oz. Remember that TV show,
yeah.
Oz?
Oh, of course.
Yeah. That's what he looks like. He looks like he could be in Oz in the Aryan Nation. Group.
Yeah, maybe that's what he's going for. So he had like like nice head of hair, like
a
movie star. He looks good. And
not all shaved. He's got the gray beard going. Yeah.
Yeah, like a gray. And they said they snapped the photo of him, like, you know, he must be getting ready. He shaved off his head and stuff, and he's got this beard and stuff, getting ready for his prison sentence, which is what, 5 months? He's gonna do 5 months for his part in this widespread college admission scandal.
Right.
I didn't know that he was going away. I thought his wife took the fall for that one. But he's going away. He's 57 years old. And I thought, this is like the movie Get Hard. He's a rich guy.
Yeah.
If anyone
he looks good.
Could afford to
He'll
hire
right.
someone, someone probably told him to do that.
Yeah.
Right? So you've been to the Slammer.
I have been.
Old El Pop Walk.
Yeah, El Pop Walk.
What are you supposed to do? Should you go ahead and get the Aryan tattoos before you get in there so you can just take your shirt off? And
No,
we don't need to do that?
Do
Even
that.
If you're me, like a little guy who's going to get beat up and stuff?
No, I just stay away from that, you know?
I'd like to.
Don't put the Nazi thing. You don't have to Ed Norton it right before you go in. You'll be okay, you know? There are a bunch of gangs, and you're probably not going to get into any of them right away, so just try to find a group of people to hang
like
out
a
with.
Dad. Telling his kids before school, look, there's going to be a lot of kids there. You're probably not going to be friends with any popular cliques immediately.
It's going to take a minute.
Give it some time.
It's going to take a minute. And if they ask you to join, I wouldn't do it right away anyway.
But like...
Because, you know, they might not be as caring as you think they are.
Well, they might make you do stuff.
Just go about
right?
your business.
Like initiation and stuff. I don't know. I don't want to do any of that. It's not like they're just going to say, yeah, as long as you support us, you can sit with us and we'll take care of you. It can't be that easy. Mm-hmm. They're going to make you go stab somebody or do something that I'm not comfortable doing.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wonder, like, that first day, are you supposed to sit at a certain table? Like, I know someone who's not in prison, but they're in, like, regular jail. And they said that where they are, there's a gang that's, like, not a race gang, which is really rare, apparently. And so it's a gang. They're at several prisons, but it's, you know, it's, like, inclusive. Oh. So you don't have to be a certain race or anything to be in this gang. But if you – so he was saying that when he was there, he got in trouble for staying on the phone too long. Someone got mad. Or even just using it too much.
Man, just stay out of people's way.
Someone said, do you want to join?
Stay out of their way. Trying to – you got the only thing I would ever tell anybody – is stay out of people's way and figure out the rules. Figure them out fast. Like, where do you stand? Why are people getting pissed off? And how do I get out of somebody's way? What do I got to do? How do I get in the right line at the right time, move the right place, go to the right thing? What are the words I say to the right people? What do I not say? And how do I get through it? That's it. Figure out the rules fast.
Yeah, I feel like I would. My instinct would be to say nothing.
Basketball, don't call the guy a bitch. Because that's what I did, and, you know, here we are, El Popwalk.
El Popwalk. That's not only your name, it's your phone number.
I should have never done that. Papa Chulo was pissed at me.
But didn't you get Sugar Bear or somebody to take you under their wing?
Well, that was Sugar Bear was before I met him, Sugar Bear. But later on, once you get it figured out and you know who you're going to hang out with and who you're not going to hang out with and where you are, we were out playing basketball and, you know... It was, you know, 5-on-5 or something, and Papa Chulo was guarding me, and, you know, it was getting antagonistic back and forth, right? Mm-hmm. You know, talking trash. I shot the ball over his head, and he said something, and I said, take that, bitch. Ooh. And then the whole place just went quiet. Ooh. And he turned around and said, I don't know, nobody's bitch. And then I had to fight him. I had to fight Papa Chulo. But it was fine.
I wouldn't have to worry about that. I'm not calling anyone a bitch, so.
Well, I didn't think about it. As soon as I said it, I thought I could have said a million different things. I could have said, take that, jackass, and nothing would have happened, right? But it was the bitch that everybody went quiet. And then once everybody went quiet, then it was like, and then when he turned around, he looked at me even. I felt like he looked at me like, you shouldn't have said that.
Well,
you know you shouldn't have said it, but now what? There's nothing we can do, man. We got to do this, right? Like,
did you see the guy, what's Trump's fiction? Michael Cohen, the guy that he hired, because he hired a prepper. This guy preps white-collar criminals, you know, for prison or whatever. He did like 10 or 11 years. And one of the things he said, like lesson number one, is that you're not supposed to shake hands with any of the guards.
Oh, no.
I was like, I don't know why, but I feel like I would know not to do that.
No.
It's like, that's rule number one. Apparently, that's a problem. I could see myself getting to be like, hi, sir.
Oh, no.
How are you?
No,
I just want you to know I'm going to stay out of your way.
I'm not trying to start anything with them, but we're not buddies. I'm not walking by like, hey, what's up? That's not happening.
He also says to own your story. That some people try to, like, you know, shy away from their past or downplay stuff. He's like, just own it. Just be honest and just tell it, and that's fine. But I would also say, just because Jeremy and I watch a lot of Investigation Discovery, if you got some pending trials coming up, don't talk to your cellmate about what you did or didn't do. Even if you're just trying to brag.
No.
Because that can get you in a lot of trouble. Cell snitches or whatever are prevalent, man.
It's
They're
bad.
Everywhere. And a lot of those people come back and say, man, I was not being serious. I was just trying to sound tough because I was in prison and I was scared. And so I was in prison because someone thought I murdered someone. So I just said I murdered someone, which I get the logic behind that. Don't do it.
Don't do that.
Because your cellmate will probably tell on you.
Yep.
It says on the first day of prison, don't shake hands with the prison guard when you arrive.
Yes. I don't know. You shouldn't have to be told that.
He said that he did it thinking he was being polite and quickly learned that guards do not speak to inmates.
No.
Just don't want to do that.
And now inmates know, like, this guy, kiss ass.
Yep.
And he said...
and the guards ain't your friends.
That's what he's saying. He also says if you self-surrender, don't bring your mom. Don't have her drop you off.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Which, again, I'm down and out. I'm going to prison. The only person that's still going to be in my corner is my mom.
I haven't dropped you off
but
down
Mom,
the street,
you got to drop me off down the street. You can't walk me into prison.
It's like school
it's
all
my
over
first
again.
Day. Yeah, you can't walk me into prison. There's also other things he says. Listen more than you talk. Yeah, okay. Stay humble. Try and get good jobs. Because the good jobs will make the time go by faster. And it says, think long term, even if it's for a short sentence. He says, similar to how wise employees start contributing to the maximum, to a 401k retirement account as soon as they get a new job, prison inmates should stay focused on their post-prison life, no matter how long your sentence is. Well, there you go. I don't know why Massimo shaved his head, but maybe he just wanted to look tougher.
It's a good move, yeah.
He does look tougher.
He does look tougher. It's a good move.
Yeah. You get in there and people are like, so what are you in for? Like, yeah. I'm married to Aunt Becky. We photoshopped our kid's face on the road team trying to get her into, I don't even remember where they're trying to get her to, UCLA
USC.
Or something. Okay, USC.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I don't know. Do you embellish a little bit? Do you lie a little bit and say, stab someone? He looks like a guy now.
Charges.
Huh?
See, because as cowardly as that doesn't sound, but that charge is going to sound bigger.
Oh, yeah.
That charge is going to be fraud, embezzlement, something. Certainly wire fraud on the couch. Say that. You have to get any more details than that. You know, that's it. So if you get even if you got your ass beat by the cops or they arrested you for assault on a law enforcement officer and resisting arrest, even though that didn't really happen because you just kind of ran your mouth and then they kicked your ass, you don't go in and say that. You just say, resisting arrest, assault on a law enforcement officer. That's the story. That's all you need to know. That's what happened.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo!
Yo!
That was a hell of a show. What'd you learn today?
I learned that, Jeremy was dating a guy and he was in recovery and he relapsed. I learned a lot about Jeremy on this show.
I do too.
I mean, did you already know that story?
No, I didn't.
I'm regretting every minute of this.
The thought of him saying, choking back tears and saying, I need to tell you something. I've relapsed. Now, if you just told me that, I'd be like, oh, no, what was it? But when he's like, I've been on Pornhub again. It's amazing.
He pulls out receipts for all of the stuff that he's been buying online.
Why did he have to tell
paying
you that?
For porn?
I don't know. The whatever step it is that you have to apologize, I don't know. I don't understand how it works.
I don't know. Don't you feel like it's just like misdirection?
Listen, yes.
I mean, that's
yes,
it's misdirection. That's what it is.
I learned that I'm naive.
Well, that's a good thing to learn, though.
Yeah,
that's a big day.
I mean,
I don't know what
the
it
game,
means,
but it's good to know now.
I don't know what it means, but it's fine.
All right. Well,
still need that Xbox. Still need that PlayStation.
Yeah, if somebody can sell one to me, please. I need an Xbox Series X or S, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or a PlayStation 5. Come on. 91 El Popwalk. Help me out. Come on. I didn't think it would be this hard.
I know. It's tough. You're losing your clout.
Mm. All right. Good show, Mikey. Stay positive, kids.
The Church of Laszlo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.